Two more weeks, then movement within your own county, everyone back to school, more building, more sport and more meeting outside, except for people who've been fully vaccinated who can start to meet indoors. More vaccines too, but on the basis of your age, not your job, and more to come in May and June if the virus slows down. That's the summary of the latest pandemic plan set out by the Taoiseach, as 14 more people were reported to have died from the virus and the spread of the virus continues to slowly increase. The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, is on the line. Pascal Donoghue, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
The country has been in lockdown now for almost 100 days and restrictions are about to be eased. On what basis do you expect cases to fall for the spread of the virus to slow down?
As the country begins to reopen, it will be reopening in the context of, by the time we get to June, 4/5 of our country, of those who can receive a vaccine, will have received at least one dose of a vaccine. We'll be doing a million more doses of vaccine each month as we approach the summer. And that's the context to the answer to your question. I do think as we move through the coming weeks and months, we can still see cases that will be measured in the many, many hundreds per day. But the risk of those cases in terms of mortality and severe impact on health will be reduced as we get to the point of 4/5 of our country having received a dose of the vaccine in June.
I look around yesterday and in recent weeks at parks, playgrounds, the canals near where you live, packed yesterday. Many people already way ahead on the lifting of restrictions outside. If cases don't fall, will we have to stay in lockdown for longer?
Well, your point is a really fair one. And the reason why it's both fair and important is the progress that we are looking to make is contingent on two things happening. The first thing it is contingent on is the public health guidance that we have in place, asking our country to still implement that public health guidance. And the rough summary of it is the need to stay local and stay outdoors across the coming weeks. And then the second thing it is contingent on is as we need more vaccine, that that vaccine is available and that we turn that vaccination into successful vaccinations. And that is why the work we have underway with, for example, you know, over 800,000 doses already administered is a very, very good basis to build upon. So we need our public health guidance implemented. We need to ensure that we get the vaccine that we need and turn that into vaccinations.
We'll move on to vaccine shortly.
Very quickly,
can I just ask once again, if cases don't go, we will be talking about vaccine shortly. If cases don't fall over the next couple of weeks, will the measures have to remain in place? Will we have to stay in lockdown for longer?
As I said a moment ago, it's very possible that the cases could stabilise or could go up across the coming weeks. The key issue is what impact does that have on our hospitals? What does that have on severe health outcomes or tragically the loss of life? What changes where we've been in the past is the quantity of vaccine that we have available. And for example, the fact that as we move into May, we're expecting that we will have all of our over 70s vaccinated. And that's what makes a difference.
Yes, much of this plan depends, as you said, on a big, big increase in vaccines. How are you sure of getting 1 million doses of vaccines over the next 4 weeks?
On the basis of the commitments and assurances that we have from those who are supplying the vaccines to us. But this does feed into the cautious nature of our plan. In order to manage the risk that we know is there, that's why we are doing this step by step. And that's why the changes that are taking place in April are very cautious and they are phased. We're recognising two risks. The first risk is about where we could be with vaccine supply, though we are in a far better place than we have been. And secondly, the risk that the level of disease that we have in our country is now twice as high as it was in December. So we are managing these issues by a phased reopening in April, which lays the foundation, if this guidance is implemented, which we believe it will be, to get to a better place step by step, week by week, okay, as we move through the year.
The plan to change the order of who gets a vaccine to be based on how old you are instead of how exposed you are to the vaccine, lots of people unhappy. Let's hear from the Teachers Union of Ireland. Here's their General Secretary, Michael Gillespie.
Well, the TUI's position was always that the most vulnerable in society, including the elderly and those with underlying health, should be prioritised for vaccination first. However, we welcomed earlier on that we would be, you know, at number 11 would be in the first 30%. And being vaccinated would have secured a sustainable opening in schools. So we're disappointed that prioritisation has gone. And because we have a very young teaching profession, they will be very far down this list based on the age profile. And yet, one of the areas that the government has prioritised in opening is schools, and therefore they will be in one of the few areas in the state that will be opened.
That's Michael Gillespie, the General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland. We're still joined by the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Gardaí and teachers say they were promised priority. Are you going to break that promise?
Well, what we are doing is we're reflecting the advice that we are now getting, Gavin, and the clear advice that we're getting from our medical experts is there's a far greater risk on the basis of age than there is on the basis of occupation. We are so indebted to all of the work that our frontline public servants have done, so we will be engaging with them today. And, however, the biggest gain that we can make in our safety as a country and the safety of our public servants is to have as much of our country vaccinated as possible. And the advice that the government received is that if we proceeded on the basis of occupation, it would slow down the efficiency of our ability to roll out a larger amount of vaccine, and by doing so, pose a challenge to the public health objectives that we have.
The Trinity College Professor of Immunology, Kingston Mills, says the change is incredible. Now, Gardaí and teachers say they were promised a priority. Did you promise them a priority?
When we were engaging with them, Gavin, we were engaging on the basis of the scientific and medical advices that we had then. But the advice that we have at the moment is crystal clear to the government. With the quantity of vaccine that we have available in the run-up to the summer, if we're looking to vaccinate as many people as possible, the most efficient way of doing that is on the basis of age. And we are concerned with the vaccines that we have that we might not be able to get as much of our country vaccinated as we otherwise would be able to do. Huh? So if I say, just look at the point that Mr. Gillespie made, and I appreciate why he's raising this point on behalf of his members, but he made the point there about the need to vaccinate as many vulnerable people as possible. And implicit in that is how much of our country we can get vaccinated quickly. And the advice that we now have, the scientific advice, is really clear.
Yes, but how is it fair that a 50-year-old civil servant working from home will be vaccinated ahead of a younger teacher, a younger guard, a younger supermarket worker or a younger carer?
Because the 50-year-old that you're referring to could also be a 50-year-old who's working in a factory. It could also be a 50-year-old who's working in a shop. It could also be a 50-year-old who's working in an environment in which they're meeting lots of people. And the advice that we have is crystal clear in relation to that, that your risk profile increases on the basis of your age. And on due to that advice, vaccinating as much of our country as quickly as we can on the basis of age offers us the prospect of getting to that place in June where we 4/5 of our country with a single vaccine, which in turn creates the possibility for us getting to a far safer place with the disease and opening up our society safely.
None of that group will be vaccinated until the most vulnerable are vaccinated, the so-called Cohort 4, which is estimated now to be around 250,000 people. When will they all be vaccinated?
Well, we have all of that underway at the moment, and critical to all of that in particular will be where we are with over 70s. And our objective and our target is to have our over 70s vaccinated in May.
Yes, with respect, Minister, I asked you about the most vulnerable, the group between 16 to 69 who are most at risk. About 15 to 20,000 have been vaccinated out of a group of 250,000. When will they all be vaccinated?
I'm sorry, Gavin, I can't give you an exact answer to that question now. And out of due respect to the sensitivity of that group and the health needs they have, I'm not going to give you an answer now that might not turn out to be accurate later on in the morning. But it is the case that we're doing all we can to vaccinate our most vulnerable as quickly as possible.
Will people coming here from France, Germany and the United States have to stay in a hotel for 2 weeks now?
Well, we're considering advice now that we've received and are met from our public health experts in relation to this. As you know, we've an exceptionally safe regime in place here to manage travel into our country. You know, we had fines in place for non-essential travel. We've had visa bans. We've had pre-flight PCRs and that we've had mandatory quarantine regimes. We've now received advice in respect of other countries. And what the government is now doing is looking at whether we would have the capacity in place to bring a very large number of additional people into a mandatory quarantine centre setting. We have to look at that advice, and if we believe we can't bring a large number of people into the mandatory quarantine centres, we will look at alternative ways in which that could be done safely.
You say you're considering. Have the Department of Foreign Affairs been considered or been consulted yet on this?
Well, my understanding is they received this advice yesterday, and they are now considering that. And I think it's appropriate, given the number of people that this could affect and the impact it could have on our own citizens, given the very safe regime that we now have in place and the way we have strengthened this week by week, day by day, as the external environment has changed, that we only make another decision if we're confident that we can implement it. The advice was received yesterday, and I know my colleagues, Minister Coveney and Minister Harris, Minister Donnelly, are looking at how we can best implement that advice.
Many people listening this morning are very upset at the choices made about restrictions, as happens with many of these plans. Parents who want to buy shoes for their children. Consultant paediatrician Dr. Niamh Lynch told Drive Time last night that that's essential, that children are being damaged. They can buy an Easter egg, but not a pair of shoes. When can parents fit and buy shoes for their children?
So that, I absolutely appreciate how the needs that our parents have in relation to their very, very young children. And we are prioritising that, for example, through the decisions that we've made in relation to school opening. But in relation to the specific question of when children's shoes will be available,
yes,
what we will do as we move into May, we will look at decisions that we will make in relation to non-essential retailers that will offer the prospect, if we deliver where we are with vaccinations, if we deliver the need that we have regarding the implementation of our public health guidance, for those shops to physically open if we get to that point as we move into May.
Minister,
but it is worth emphasising, Gavin, sorry, my understanding of this issue is that, you know, there are many retailers who are delivering these shoes either online, or if parents do call retailers that are closed, arrangements are made for those shoes to be available.
Yes, online is not much use if you don't have a credit card. And I know you called it non-essential retail, but the point being made by the paediatrician yesterday on Drive Time is that it's essential retail. I know that your party have a particular history when it comes to children's shoes, but can you understand why this is a particularly sensitive issue?
Well, Gavin, I'm sorry. You're referring to a budgetary decision that was made decades ago before I was even in politics, about, you know, how we were handling a budget decision then. Your question has in it an implicit suggestion that my party and myself are not aware of the health needs that young children have, which I just want to reject in its entirety. Everything this my party have been doing, I have been doing, and the government have been doing since this awful disease arrived into Ireland has been about how we try to save lives. And to make an indication that we don't
My apologies if that was how it was. I just simply made the point that it was regarded as essential by the paediatrician yesterday.
I'm sorry, Gavin, the way you phrased that question was more than just a phrasing of the question. You were making an inference regarding how my party and myself view this issue. So let me repeat what I said to you a moment ago. I absolutely appreciate the challenges that young families and young children face. Everything our government is doing, our party is doing, is motivated by keeping them safe. And what is guiding decision that we are making in May is, for example, if yesterday we had come out and said that shoe shops are going to be open for a particular reason, I'd be on your programme now and you'd be asking me about every other non-essential retailer that is still closed. And I appreciate the need for the government to be consistent in the decision that we're making, to allow them to communicate those decisions to save lives. It can create individual challenges. I appreciate that. But as I said, there are circumstances in which those shoes are available. And when we get to May, because we are on the journey to a better place with this disease, those retailers, I hope, will be able to meet the important needs that you're referring to.
Pascal Donoghue, thank you for speaking to us today.